23 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We were discussing last week verse 180 of Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, that Allah has the most beautiful of names, so call Him by them. We discussed that at great length, and then we discussed the second sentence وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ, leave alone those who blaspheme His names. سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, soon they shall be punished for their actions. And we explained in our last discussion as to what is meant by the reference that leave alone those who blaspheme the names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we gave you the opinion of Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi in Durr Manthur, where he says, on the authority of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the mushrikeen used to derive the names of their idols from the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, from the word Allah, they took the word Lat. From Al-Aziz, they took Uzza. From Al-Mannan, they took Manat. So, that is how they were blaspheming the noble names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And according to another opinion of A'mash, it would mean that when you attribute names to Allah which have not been mentioned in the Quran and have not been mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is considered improper, and that is considered to be inappropriate, and that is what this verse is, or that sentence is referring to. And other Mufassirin have also mentioned that when there is a name that's given to a creation of Allah, a servant of Allah, a human, that has the word Abd in front of it to indicate towards servitude. So Abdul Khaliq, for example, to then call that person Khaliq, or to call that person Razak, that's improper, because there are certain attributive names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that are exclusive to Allah. And I gave the examples in our last discussion. The word Khaliq means to bring something from non-existence into existence. And that no human can do, only Allah can do. So when you call a human Khaliq, you are showing disrespect to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You have to call him Abdul Khaliq. Tawwab, who's going to accept your repentance apart from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So there are certain names that are exclusive, and we need to be very careful, especially with those names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and not drop the abd, you know, for the sake of brevity. And then sometimes people go and distort the name totally. So, the other example I've given is Abdul Samad. Samad means a being that's totally independent. And none of us, no human, no creation can be totally independent, because you will always be dependent on Allah. And also, Allah has created a system such where there is interdependence between humans. You cannot do everything for yourself. I mean, you can't grow your own food, you can't create your own oxygen, you can't, work the processes of your body yourself. At some point or the other, you're dependent on others and other factors. So instead of saying Abdul Samad, we say Samad, and then we say Samad, and then even one step further we say Sam, waliyadu billah. All, this is really improper, highly disrespectful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abdul Khaliq, then we say Khaliq, then we distort it even further and we say Khalek. We should desist from distorting the names as such. Now, one more verse before the end of the ruku, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says, وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. From those whom we created a nation who guide according to the truth and practice justice accordingly. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, it's not all bad. Whilst we speak in the Quran about previous nations and the wrong that they have committed and perpetrated, there is a nation who guide according to the truth and they practice justice accordingly. They show the true path and they act justly according to the true path. And this, according to the Mufassirin, is in reference to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which by its very definition, by its very teachings, by its very principles, is aloof from all excesses, from all shortcomings and distortions. Yes, obviously Muslims and their behavior may have excesses, may have failings and shortcomings, but the teachings of Islam have remained preserved. Obviously, as Muslims, we believe every book that was revealed prior to the Quran and every Nabi who came, their teachings in itself were balanced and were just because it came from Allah. But it was not preserved, and it became adulterated, and there was contamination, and then you couldn't decipher fact from fiction sometimes. So therefore, it was difficult to say, okay, this is now the genuine Torah, the genuine Injil, the genuine Zabur. But the Quran and everything associated with Quran in the main has been preserved by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so that you can look And you can say, these are the original teachings of Islam, and those teachings are balanced, they are just, they are aloof from all excesses, shortcomings and distortions, and they promote and advocate the path of truthfulness, justice and moderation. And it invites other nations then towards such characteristics. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is reminding, وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا, from among those whom we have created, أُمَّةٌ, there is a group, there is a nation, يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ, that shows the true path, وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ, and acts justly according to it, and acts justly according to it. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.